and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. My name is Kieran Aritatsios. I'm with you for the next hour, playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
And to start us off on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase, we're going to the theme song of the 1991 Eurovision in Rome, Italia. Here is Sarah Carlson with Celebration. Sarah Carlson, I was about to say representing. No, it was the theme song for the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest in Rome, Italy. Yes, Sarah Carlson is an American singer, songwriter and dancer. She had released 3 music albums and her song have appeared in the US TV, in many US TV films and television. And also, while starring in a top-rated TV show called El Paradiso, on Italian television, and that's what made her incredibly popular. She made it very popular in Italy along with 5 other primetime shows, and she influenced a generation of post-disco dance, performing some of the most memorable dances of the era. She appeared in over 25 US and international commercials, ranging from Dr. Pepper to Bacardi. Drink responsibly, people. 3 major motion pictures, iconic rock videos, including Power Station's cover of T-Rex's classic Get On It, Banger Gong, yes, and Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield. And she's also, and even had a reoccurring role as TJ on Guiding Light on CBS in the United States. Her Heart Dance album was released in 2012 and available to download on iTunes as it is now. She's currently living in New York City in New York, and to be honest, that song didn't chart anywhere, and it was a bit of a shame because she all performed in the sort of the music video pre to the actual contest itself, and she didn't make an appearance at all, which I thought it was quite sad. At least she wasn't Madonna in the interval act, of course. Yes. Anyway, less said about that. But welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. And I'm your host, Kieran Ari Tussiot. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy, yes. And of course, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Right, we'll keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. We've got the first play, maybe on British radio, of the Australian act. Yes, that has been decided only yesterday morning over in Australia, but here in the UK it was, Saturday morning, but it was Saturday night in Australia, of course. So we've got plenty more songs to come, and so keep you updated with what's been going on this week, because it's been incredibly busy. Oh, my head can't take it. No. So anyways, I'm going to go to a classic from the 1991 contest, and why not? Yes, this song came fourth with 119 points. Yes, it's the Spanish entry. Representing Spain, we have the Spanish god, Sergio Dalma. No, he's getting on a bit now. But back then, whoa. Anyways, the song was called Bailar Bagados, which means Bagayos, Bala Bagayos, which basically means dancing closely. Yes, it's a sultry song here. And the only chart success that it did have was in the US Hot Latin Billboard chart, coming sixth. Yeah, so it's not a slap in the face. It's pretty good stuff. And apparently in 2008, the song was named the best Spanish entry ever by the Eurovision show in Spain called Europasión, which was a special show organized by Televisión Española, which is TVE. Okay, so here we are, the Spanish entry of the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest from Sergio Dalma, Bailar Bagayos.
Bailar de lejos no es bailar, es como estar bailando solo, tú bailando en tu volcán y a dos metros de ti bailando yo en el polo. Oh, probemos una sola vez bailar pegados como a fuego, abrazados al compás, sin separar jamás tu cuerpo de mi cuerpo. Bailar pegados es bailar, igual que baila el mar con los delfines, corazón con corazón salón, dos bailarines.
The Spanish God, Sergio Dalma, representing Spain in 1991. And now, this is the Spanish entry for 2020's Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Here is Bailas Canto with Universo.
Perdóname, perdóname, universo. Perdóname, perdóname. Todo lo que escondo cuando tengo miedo se hace realidad dentro de este silencio. Puedo ser como el viento y desaparecer. Perdóname, perdóname, universo. Perdóname, perdóname, universo. Por apagar mi voz, para evitar ser el culpable de lo que soy. Perdóname, perdóname, universo. Tuve que escucharme cuando había tiempo y no entiendo cómo me he perdido en un solo momento. Dime dónde irán los sueños que me quedan, si no queda más espacio en mi cabeza. Ser como el viento y desaparecer. Puedo salir corriendo y desaparecer. Perdóname, perdóname, perdóname.
Yes, that's the Spanish entry for 2020's Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and that will be in the grand final. Spain are one of the automatic qualifiers for the Eurovision Song Contest's grand final, along with the host country. So this year it's the Netherlands, and of course with the United Kingdom, Germany, France, and Italy. Yes, all together. How sweet. Yes. So you remember, even if you're automatic qualifier, you know, most people, you know, the average Eurovision fan, which you may be one of them too, you probably think, well, oh, if you're automatic qualifier, you're probably not going to get anywhere. But just remember what Germany managed to do in 2010, storm away with a win, and France have been doing incredibly well in recent years. But Spain, just like the United Kingdom, have been languishing, sort of like. But Germany have been sort of like doing middling in the places since 2010 at least. But yes, so don't panic. There's no word from the BBC or the UK television as yet of recording, so we'll have to wait and see. But do please keep an eye on our Twitter page at ESC Showcase, and of course our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. I'll make sure I share the latest details about the Eurovision Song Contest and artists, etc., etc., and entries as we go on through the season of the Eurovision Song Contest 2020. Okay, it's now time for another new song. and this song will be representing the Czech Republic at the Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam this year. The guy is called Benny Christo, yes, and apparently the song will be revamped just a teeny weeny bit, and the name of the song was called Ge Mama. I don't know what that means, but apparently it might be in the Malaysian, so says Google Translate. I don't know. Any Malaysians listening? I'd love to hear. So here is the Czech Republic entry for 2020. Yes, it's Benny Christo with Ke Mama. Enjoy. This really, well, how can I say it? Very modern song. I don't know if it's going to do well. I don't know if it's going to bomb, but we'll see. All the best to the Czech Republic. Bonne chance.
Aye. Benny Christo and Glow Sticks. Some of y'all already know. Hey mama, you know. They can say what they want, you should let it go. Cause tonight I will show, oh, oh, love. I show them I can dance on my own. They say I lost my way, never lost my way, oh nah. I know where I go, don't care what they say, never care what they say, oh yeah. I'm high, I'm lifted like some Bob Marley, Bob Marley, oh yeah. I'm about to show them all, I'ma kill it, Ali, boom, my yeah, oh yeah. I'ma put my heart on the stove, let y'all all feel the heat. You be playing with the fire if you dance with me. I wasn't always like that, I wasn't born like that. I just work like that, 24-7, game. Let y'all all feel the heat. You be playing with the fire if you dance with me. I wasn't always like that, I wasn't born like that. I just work like that, 24-7.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
På en sekund kan livet vända. I samma stund kan allt vara slut. Och när det hänt, det som aldrig fick hända. Och ingenting någonsin kan bli som förut. Himlen faller och drömmarna dör. Och ingen väg som du följde finns kvar. Du, sluta aldrig gå. Våga lita på, det kommer leda fram till slut. Och du, det kanske tar en tid. Så tagit vid innan det leder ända
skakar. Och jag kan höra varje slag. Jag vill ge all den kraft som du saknar. Jag vill bära dig. Jag ska vara ditt andetag.
To Arligard from Sonja Alden from Melody Festivalen 2020, the first semi-final. One of those beautiful ballads which just misses out on going to Eurovision, or at least getting close to going to Eurovision. It's such a shame, Rob, don't you think?
Yeah, it was a nice song.
It was, wasn't it? Beautiful performance. Oh, Sonja. One day I hope she gets to represent Sweden. Never mind. Right. Well, Rob is here. Yes, how are you, darling? All right.
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, very well. All the better for seeing my husband here on the Eurovision showcase. Oh, yes. As per usual. Now, it is time for what, Mr. Roberto Intons?
It's time for Rob's random request.
Yeah. So, Rob's got the two hats. One, and the first one has lots of years inside, from 1956 to 2019, and the other hat has little bits of paper with countries on, from Albania to Yugoslavia. So, Rob, what's the year going to be this week?
Okay, hang on a second, I have one.
Ooh.
Ooh. 1983.
Ah, lovely. One of my favourite Eurovisions, actually, from Munich in Germany. Well, then West Germany, I guess. So I'm looking forward to this. We had about 18 countries, and it was one of the only times where Ireland didn't participate.
Okay, I've got one. Okay. Andorra.
Yeah, we can't do that. Debut
2004. United Kingdom.
Oh my goodness.
We had the UK last week, didn't we?
We did. There we had the UK 1972, didn't we?
I just shuffle my... to paper more thoroughly.
So we're doing Sweet Dreams, Never Giving Up, the UK entry, coming sixth at the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I think you're gonna like this one, Rob. It's really bibbly. Yeah, I might as well get the whole hog, bit annoying.
Beverly and Babbly.
Yeah, Beverly Hills. No, no, too old.
I also like that.
Oh, Pamela Anderson when she was relevant.
She wasn't in that.
Was she not? No, oh, no, she was in Baywatch.
It was Tori Spelling, who looked a bit like Pamela Aniston. Oh, my word. Jennifer Aniston. Pamela. What's her surname?
Anderson.
Tori Spelling. She was the blonde one. And the girl who played Kelly, whose name was, I can't remember what she was called.
But it's not like Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
No. But she was in it.
Really?
Later on, yeah. What was her name? Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
That's right.
God, I'm showing my age now. Right.
And you remember Jessie from...
She was in a porno.
Yeah. Anyway, let's head back.
Exactly.
So, Rob, what's the year?
1983.
For the...
United Kingdom.
Yeah, and it's Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams, everyone.
And Never Giving Up.
Absolutely. Enjoy!
Don't believe in idol gods. Силы, о нет!
Alla Pugacheva representing Russia at the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest. Ah, a legendary performance. And it was quite funny on the night that Sir Terry Wogan, God rest his soul, said that Alla Pugacheva looked like Rita from The Cabin in Coronation Street. And now, Alla Pugacheva, honestly, an absolute huge star in Russia, still is to this very, very day. She started her career in 1965 and still continues to this day, even though she does not give live performances anymore. The clear mezzo-soprano and a full display of sincere emotions, she enjoyed an iconic status across the former Soviet Union, a most successful Soviet performer in terms of record sales and popularity. Yes, and her repertoire includes over 500 songs in Russian, English, German, French, Hebrew, Finnish, Ukrainian, and the discography has more than 100 vinyl, CDs, and DVDs. In addition to Russia and the former Soviet Union, Alla Pugacheva's albums were published in Japan, Korea, Sweden, Finland, Germany, Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Bulgaria. Alla Pugacheva has sold more than 250 million records. She came to the People's Artist of the USSR in 1991, laureated the State Prize of the Russian Federation in 1995. The same year, she was married to the very famous Philip Kirkorov. They married in 1994. And divorced in 2005. Yes, Alla Pugacheva, an absolute star of Russian music. Okay, it's now time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today, dated Sunday, the 9th of February, 2020, with me, your host, Kieran Ari Tussiet. Now, yesterday, 24-year-old Montaigne will be representing Australia at the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Don't Break Me. And we'll be playing that in just a few moments. Now, also yesterday, Latvia and Italy selected their entries for Eurovision, and the artist who will represent Malta has been decided also. There have also been results in Ukraine, Norway, Sweden, Lithuania, and Iceland's semi-finals. So if you want to check them out, then head over to our good friends Eurovoir.com. Now, Rayleigh, who's in the grand final of Norway's Melody Grand Prix with the song Wild, has passed 1 million streams on Spotify, as the Norwegian media reacts also to Tone Dami's Hurt Sometimes, which was on Saturday's semi-final in Norway. So you can check out that. Later on tonight, Balas Kantor will perform his entry Universo for the very first time during Sunday's and today's Operation Triunfo show. Now, all 24 songs competing in Brojovicija, the Serbian national final 2020, have been released. Also, France's Tom Leb, who will represent France at this year's Eurovision, the song will be announced and released on Sunday, the 16th of February, so next weekend. Now, over in Hungary, they're not participating this year, but they've had record all-time low figures for the first episode, without Eurovision being their prize of Adal 2020. So even in a politically, you know, the government, a Eurosceptic country, they are actually showing that going to the Eurovision Song Contest and having that prize brings in figures. So there we are. Anyway, so that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari Tussiet. Stick around. We've got plenty more songs, of course, the Australian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride until the top of the hour.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search for the show on Spotify, Mixcloud, or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tuttiot. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
I don't feel the same buzz when your name comes up on my phone anymore. Feels like I don't feel you, I fear you, and it makes me cry on my floor. It feels like you're taking me for granted. I've given you everything I have, yeah, and I can barely bring to mind the reason why I've stretched myself so far for you. Two people trying to keep the fire burning. You've been busy playing around and starting fights while I've been busy earning. Every time that I try to explain it, you think that your pain is more important. And the hardest thing is that I don't wanna give you up. I love you, I love you.
Don't Break Me from Montagna, representing Australia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Not a bad song. Not bad too. I'm not too sure about my rankings. Obviously, we've got so many new countries releasing new songs, obviously, last night. So I haven't quite made up my mind, but I do like that one. Good one, Australia. Nice choice. Right, now let's go back to the 70s and to 1971. I can't wait to play this because I love this song. And I feel that this is completely and wholly underrated, because shockingly this only came 12th with 78 points at the 1971 contest representing Switzerland. And it's from the amazing legendary Swiss singers Peter Sue and Mark, and their song is Les Illusions de nos 20 ans, which basically means the illusions of our 20 years. So here is Switzerland 1971.
Monsieur qui avait l'expérience des choses de la vie. Monsieur qui avait vécu votre vie, laissez-nous à présent vivre à notre tour aussi. Oh, vous qui avez comme nous refait le monde et le temps, laissez-nous rêver, rêver maintenant. Laissez-nous les illusions de nos vœux. Ne rêviez que de vals et de printemps. Laissez-nous danser, danser maintenant. Laissez-nous les illusions de nos vingt ans. Laissez-nous les illusions.
Show me your home, sweet home. Every night I see the light. Let me take a look inside.
Mrs. Caroline Robinson, I wanna go in, I wanna go on, trying to see your mystery right away to me.
Spiders, rats, mice and bats dancing every day. Someone cries and I'd like to see your face.
Mrs. Caroline Robinson, come and show me your home sweet home. Every night I see the light. Let me take a look inside. Mrs. Caroline Robinson, I wanna go in, I wanna go on, trying to see.
All around,
I wonder what would be if you would let me see. So take me to your place. I'd like to see your face, Mrs. Caroline Robinson. Come and show me your home, sweet home. Every night I see the light. Let me take a look inside. Mrs. Caroline Robinson, I wanna go in, I wanna go on.
I wanna go in, I wanna go on, trying to
Springtime representing Austria in 1978 with Mrs. Caroline Robinson. Originally, it was sang in German on the night, of course. The language rule was still in force then. Actually, it was the second year that the language rule came back where everybody had to speak in their native language, of course. So even in that contest, the UK came 11th. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, but you know, singing in English is going to do you good. Though there were three French songs in the top four that year from Belgium, France and Monaco. So there you go. But poor old Springtime came 15th with 14 points and deserved so much better. I really think so. Anyways, time to move swiftly on as we've been in the Alps. Let's go across and sing. Well, you can sing along if you like. We're going to play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. And this week, we're going to hear the United Kingdom entry in 1993. Yes, here is Sonia with the amazing Better the Devil You Know, coming second for the United Kingdom.
And now, at song number 19, there's 25 countries competing. Remember, song 19 is the United Kingdom's, sung as only she can, by Sonia. The composers are Dean Collinson and Red. You saw their song win the Song for Europe. They've taken Sonia to the Japanese gardens in Kildare, not very far from Dublin. She likes them. Rhododendrons, azaleas, and lovely horses in the national stud. This foal arrived in the last few days, and Sonia has named it Mill Street. That's her good luck charm, very suitable. The song, of course, that she's going to sing is Better the Devil You Know. Sonia was born in Liverpool. By the age of 13, decided to become a singer. At 17, her first single topped the charts. Her album, Everybody Knows, sold 500,000 copies in 1990. This is Nigel White, who's long been associated with Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's conducting for the United Kingdom entry. Here she comes, Sonia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better the Devil You Know. Yeah. should get all the cheers. Terrific performance. She's been building to that all week. She's given it everything.
Hi, my name is Sarah McTiernan. I'm from Ireland. I'm representing Ireland in the Eurovision 2019. This is my song, 22. Enjoy.
I see 22. Oh, and I think of you. Lately, that's all I do. Don't you know that I'm always driving by. Wanna come home to you. Oh, I know. I've always been afraid to say how I feel, but that's got to change. Every time I'm with somebody, I'm confusing him with you. Anywhere I go reminds me of the things we used to do. And I dreamed about the street where we kissed out of the blue. It's your house. Now I'm a 22. Oh, it's like deja vu. Boy, if you only knew. This time I messed it up, but I can't give you up. Your face is all I got. Yeah, I know. I've always been afraid to say how I feel, but that's got to change. Every time I'm with somebody, I'm confused. Anywhere I go reminds me of the things we used to do. And I dreamed about the street where we kissed out of the blue. It's your house. Now I'm a 22. Now I'm a 22. Wishing you were laying by my side. So I just keep on driving by to pass the time. Every time I'm with somebody, I'm confusing him with you. Every time I'm with somebody, and I dreamed about the street where we kissed out of the blue with your house. No, I'm a 22. Every time.
Sarah McTiernan representing Ireland at last year's Eurovision 2019 with 22. She came bottom of semi 2 as well. It's such a shame because I actually really love this song. I think it's really sweet, but in a competition environment, it's probably not right, is it? But I do love singing along to that. Usually on my own. Well, that's it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aretasia, for the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you very much. If you want to listen to any of these shows previously, years ago, then you can listen to them on Mixcloud, Spotify, any podcast app, including iTunes and the Podbean app itself. Search for the Eurovision Showcase. And I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Stefan and Ivy representing Iceland in 1991 with Nina. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, Visla, Dobizenia, and I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Stund með þér. Það sárt að sakna einhvers. Lífið heldur áfram til hvers. Ég vil ekki vakna frá þér. Því ég veit að þú mynd aldrei aftur. Aldrei, aldrei, aldrei.
online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.